Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have a hockey game at PNC Arena tonight. The Flying Connor McDavids are in town. Yes. Hey, if you want to see somebody who does wild things on a hockey rink, Connor McDavid is your guy, but that is not what the head coach of the Hurricanes needs to worry about. He needs to worry about getting his own team in order. But we did see something good last night, and we're going to start with Rod Brind'Amour with that. All right, let's start with what I think the best that we saw last night. Antti Raanta, I think, played his best game of the year. I mean, I don't know what the score could have been, but I thought Raanta was great.
Yeah, he was really good. Kept us in there, down 1-0, you know, going into the third. Gave us a chance for sure. We had, you know, we're not playing our best, and, you know, we had a power player in the third. You score there, it's a different game. So he definitely gave us an opportunity last night for sure.
Was he going to be your guy until, you know, even though Freddie got hurt in practice on Tuesday?
Let me think about that, how we were doing. We know with the back-to-back, it really didn't matter
right much.
The one was going to play, one wasn't. And then not sure we'd even made that decision. And then in practice, you know, Freddie came up and obviously got hurt. So it was made it pretty easy.
Well, look, Antti played great yesterday. Will you go Pyotr Kochetkov, or is it going to roll out? You are?
Well, I don't think we want to. You know, I was a pretty heavy workload last night for Rance. Probably, I would say, most of the year. And so we don't want to be probably rushing him right back out there, even though, he is playing well. We want to, you know, we'd like to keep that going, but I don't think we have a lot of hockey coming up here, so we're gonna need to keep him as fresh as possible.
Yeah, tonight, Saturday, Monday, it's coming rapid fire. You said you didn't play well last night. What did you like the least, other than the scoreboard? What bothered you about last night?
We gave up too many odd man rush chances. Like, it's first game all year where we were out chance, first of all, so that's disturbing enough, especially when they were missing two of their best players.
Yeah.
We should have had more. I mean, right now the challenge is putting the puck in the net, so whenever I find that we're having trouble that way, either game suffers a little because we try to do a little too much instead of just, you know, playing our game. And that's natural. That happens everywhere. You got to fight that urge to try to, you know, cheat for something else, because it just ends up costing you more the other way. So we're in one a little bit on that. Kind of to be expected, to be quite honest with you. With, you know, we got no Pacioretty and no Kasha. Those are guys that we were counting on to score goals for. Mm-hmm. So we got to do it a little differently, and that is, you really can't, lose that mindset of, okay, look, maybe we have to win this game 1-0. We're going to try to win 10-0, but, you know, we don't want to be giving up chances because it's just too hard to score.
Yeah, was that what happened on the power play goal? It almost seemed like that there was maybe an effort to make a shorthanded play, and you end up giving a 2-on-1 transition goal.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it was actually I liked that try because Aho pushed it by him and almost, you know, gets a chance to go, and then we're trying to get up the ice and kind of get tangled up at the line, and then that's what happens, right? It happens that quickly, and when their best players made a play, and that's really what happened on that. So you don't really fault that, because that was the chance to go for sure. It just, you know, didn't work.
You and I talked about it yesterday about mixing up lines, and you've been very steady and constant pretty much all season long. But in the middle of the second period, you started throwing all sorts of different combinations out there. Will you do something like that tonight, or are you going to go back to what has worked already this year?
Well, that's probably what keeps me up the night the most. But at the end of the day, it really shouldn't matter. You know, we got a job to do. So, you could see that things aren't kind of clicking on all cylinders. That, like last night, was an easy one because everybody could see that we were going doing enough. We had actually, you know, I thought Jack came up and that line was our best line by a mile. They were creating chance. He had an empty net. He missed. Like, we've had a few of these where, you know, I don't know if we're, you know, squeezing the stick a little too tight around the net at times, but No, that line was good. What else? The rest wasn't really so good. So that's why we kind of we're trying to find something. And tonight it's a little different animal because of what our opponent is. So we know they got two of the best players in the game, and they're on right now different lines. So we'll probably shake the lines up a little bit here. I'm going to sit down here this morning with their coaches and figure all that out. But we're there's a good chance we'll have a little bit of a change.
Is it going to be Jordan taking on McDavid, or do you like the matchup with Jordan on Draisaitl's line better?
Well, the interesting part with playing these guys is they play those guys so much. It's kind of – I'd be happy to get them out there against either one, to be honest with you. So, but I think, we'll have a plan coming in, try to get them out against probably one or the other. And then, same thing with probably Seabass and – get him out there and go best on best maybe and see how that works out. But, it's tougher with this team because those top guys, he just keeps rolling them out there shift after shift. So it's a good challenge for sure.
Final thing, and this is about Sebastian Aho. He played a bunch of minutes last night. Usually I could tell by ice time whether or not a guy played well. Obviously nobody scored, so it was hard to look at that. How do you critique what Seabass did last night?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, I think that line didn't do much, I don't think they were bad, though. I mean, it wasn't like they were, a turnstile, and all our lines were okay. It's just okay is not going to cut it. I mean, our top guys, we got to make sure they got to be a little more impactful night is not a nightly basis. And I think honestly, you get a power play goal here and there, and our power play's been good the last couple of games. Mm-hmm. Like actually to the point where I'm like, how do we not put that in the net? And we've had a couple, and that could change everything. Get those guys kind of feeling good about their game. So, got to be careful getting too excited about not scoring and right. But we got to make sure we're not giving up a chance. That to me is the big issue. Those odd man rushes are going to kill you, and it didn't kill us last night because Rantz made the saves.
Yeah,
but that's how you score in this league is on the power play, which is means you got to get the stress game going, put on them, draw penalties, and then obviously try to score on the rush. So we got to eliminate that.
Good luck against the Oilers tonight. We'll see you later.
You got it.
Rob Brindamore, the head coach of the Hurricanes. We will talk with him again next week on the program. Canes and the Oilers tonight.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.